Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. We're having a wonderful and marvelous morning. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, and all is well. I just want to thank all of you for really coming this morning and joining us and being part of the show this morning. You know, it's my old listeners who really inspire me and motivate me to keep going and keep me moving in the right direction. And just, you know, you guys, your energy is beyond compare. And I know that we don't see each other face to face, but when you're on the line, I can feel your energy. And I know that you are there and you are a part of the collective at that particular moment. You become part of the collective. Once you join into the show, your energy is part of the show. So I am so, so grateful for you. You have no idea. And, you know, if you guys wasn't there regularly and be participating, I would have to go on because I've committed to God to do this show as long as God wants me to do it. But your support makes it much easier for me to do, okay? So there's no doubt about it. So whenever you can participate, I would appreciate you to participate, you know what I mean, until we can get into a physical location where we can all kind of be together on a basis. Speak of being together on a regular basis, I was very fortunate this week to be able to go to Sedona, and what a beautiful experience. Sedona is home for me. I can feel the energy when I get there. There's something about Sedona that is so magical. Other than the fact that I have spent an incarnation in that area as a Native American. So I just feel at home when I'm there all the time. And I'm just so grateful. And while I was there, able to really to do some real spiritual reflection and to be able to really think about some things I wanted to do. And I was there to look at the future home of the holistic ministry. At some point, I know that if it is God's will, not my will, but God's will that we establish a spiritual center there, it will be done. And I feel it in my heart, and I know, and I've shared that with some of my really close associates to let them know that what's my intent and to support me if they deem that and see that as a positive and a good thing. So I'm grateful for that. So, so grateful for you, beloved one. Well, today's show is something we're going to be very special. Something I need to talk to you about, and something that we are really exposed to all the time, but we take it for granted. But it's something that we really need to speak about today. Okay, beloved ones, and all of you who know me and all of my new people, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening in, because you too help. And you know, hopefully, when you come in as a new person, that does something sparks you and keep you interested enough to stay there and to be able to support the show as well. Your energy counts too. Believe me, your energy count. Whenever you tune into the frequency of the show, that means that you are tuning into the collective consciousness of the show. So your energy is there, good. So be open, be receptive. This is a metaphysical New Age ministry, and just be open and receptive. It may be something new to you, but if you open your heart, open your mind, and open your ears, you may hear something that could be beneficial to you. You would not have been here if you were not led by spirit to participate in this. You're in the right place at the right time, so just stay tuned. For all of you who know me, know that I always open up with a prayer. And, of course, today is no different because I believe in the power of prayer, and God knows, you know, that we need prayer at this time. If there's ever a time in our history where prayer was important, prayer is important right now. Right now we need it, and we're going to do it because we are committed to it, okay? So, Mother, Father, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day of life. We thank you for waking us up this morning and touching our bodies, and our temples are in good spirits and in good shape and in good health. We are grateful, God. We take nothing for granted. We appreciate our next breath. We appreciate the things we opened our eyes and we were able to see and we were able to speak this morning. So we're grateful, God. We know it didn't have to be that way, But through your divine love and your divine protection, you gave us safe haven and kept us safe for the whole week, for the whole day, and continued to guide us and continue to keep us in tune. And we pray and give thanks for all those ascended hosts, ascended masters, archangels, each one of them who support us on a daily basis, and especially come and support the show. So we call in all those ascended ones, Archangel Michael, Raphael. We call upon Saint Germain, the Cosmic Christ, Mother Mary, Quan Chi. We call upon all those higher ones, each one of them, to come in and to support us and send forth your energy and allow it to be part of this listening today, that each one of us can feel your spirit. And we, of course of all, we call in the presence of our I Am presence that's always there with us and keep us safe. So we say thank you for joining in this morning. We thank you for the divine love and wisdom that you allow us to experience each and every day, that you continuously protect us. We continuously protect our physical bodies. I pray this morning that each one of these beloved listeners, their health is of opulence, that every cell, every DNA structure inside of their body is lining up at this very moment, that is being perfectly aligned in homeostasis perfection. I command and demand that each organ and cell in our body be perfectly aligned according to the divine will of God, that we will be in perfect alignment with that for which we need in our physical bodies, and we will continue to thrive and continue to rise above these earthly conditions. As we ascend into the higher states of consciousness, we will go with understanding and conscious awareness of our I Am presence that is with us and keeping us safe each and every day. We know that that I Am presence is the DNA structure of the Creator itself that is inside of us. We're grateful that God gave us free breath in our body and gave us part of his structure. We are one with God, and we will always be, and we will continue to be supported by God, and that we are with God all the way. God is inside of each one of us, just like a wave is in the ocean. We thank you, God, for being there. We ask you as we go through this week that you will support us and give us insight and wisdom about how to go about doing what we need to do. So we're grateful. We pray this morning also for those beloved ones who are out there on the front line dealing with the viruses and protecting us and keeping us safe. We pray for the nurses and doctors who are hands are involved in the process of healing and helping us to do. We pray this morning for all those mothers, dear mothers who have lost children due to the violence, due to the abuse, due to all the conditions that's going on today. God, give them strength. Give them strength. And most of all, give them divine protection and keep them well. Keep those mothers well. Keep those children well, God. Keep them in your white light of protection around each one of those young people and keep them going. We pray for our government. We pray for the beloved protection of our president, that he will continue to do the right thing and continue to look after the masses of people as they are committed to do, that they will put forth America first and put forth the energy of healing our country and nation and supporting the whole world. But they will take care of our people right here in America, and we will have what we need as a country in order to be able to survive. So we say, thank you, God. Keep your hands on America. Even with her imperfections, that you will keep your hands on America and keep us all safe. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Whoa, I felt that one, beloved ones. God came through. Yes, indeedy. Grateful for God. So grateful. You know, I have made up in my life that there's nothing else that I'm going to do on this planet other than do the will of God and to support my brothers and sisters to reach a higher state of consciousness. And that's what the task is all about for me. So today's topic, in God we trust. In God we trust. Yes, we do. Trust God. I know it should sound familiar to you. You see, these words you see just about every day of your life. You see these words, in God we trust. But most of the time, we kind of just glaze over these words. We don't allow them to penetrate, allow them to be so powerful because we take it for granted. Now, if you have not figured out in God, you trust where you find it out. Well, on every American currency since 1955, the word "in God you trust" has been placed on your financial currency. And it was done by President Dwight Eisenhower. Now, I cannot say what was going on in President Eisenhower's mind, but I would think that maybe he was inspired that to put something out or say something that would help the collective masses of the country, knowing that God is the source of all of our good, and to keep us unfocused on so much on the actual financial coins of financial currency, but to focus on God as being the source. So thank you, President Eisenhower, for your consciousness, for allowing that to be simple, you know, allow it to be done. It's very simple to understand, but so many of us, beloved ones, get caught up in the power that money allows to have. You know, there is some power in having money. Those who have money, they can create things and they can do things and they can influence situations. And that is what that is. But if that is not what it should be about, but it is what it is. See, money is a form of exchange, but money in itself has no true power, beloved ones. Let me repeat that to you. Money in itself has no true power. It is God who allows the circulation to take place. It is God who allows the circulation to take place. And don't get it twisted, okay? Just because you have money in your pocket doesn't mean that you have any power if it wasn't up for the God that allow it to circulate. So regardless of how you get it, but however you get it or however you use it will have an influence on your life. When it comes down to gaining monetary aspects, you should be very conscious of how you receive money and how you use your money, okay? It is an energy. So every time you're spending and putting energy out into it, it has effect on the universe. Now, I'm going to tell you a little trick that's really helpful. It's when you can remember yourself to do it. Whenever you are exchanging currency with anyone, always read the words on the money. If you say, you ain't got to say it to the person, but you can say it to yourself, "In God I trust." Every time you pass any currency to someone else, you say, "In God I trust," because it's the energy of God, not so much the money, but your energy is being transferred. And if you continuously do that, beloved one, it not only will be a blessing to you, but be a blessing to the other person, but it will help open up your financial flow. I truly do believe that, that it will make a difference. If we are conscious enough to remember it, to start doing it on a regular basis, you'll see and be surprised how things will begin to flow in your life by saying, "In God we trust." Every time you can, if you can't remember the words, just look on the dollar bill, on the penny, on the nickel, on the quarter, whatever it is, and read those words, "In God I trust." And then you pass the money to them. You got, like I said, you got to say it out loud, but just say it to yourself, okay? Because it's reinforcing with you to have really understand the exchange of the energy, okay? Then, of course, the conversation about money that is really, this conversation we're having today is not really so much about money, but it's about the trusting God was really what the purpose of the show is. Not a financial show, no. That's just a sort of a catch your attention kind of motto, is to sort of get you to understand and begin to think where you are and where you are. But our conversation for today is really about trusting God and to totally have control over our lives. And if we do trust God, we will see changes in our lives, beloved one. Your trust in God is essential for your growth, your well-being, and for everything that you so desire in your life. It is all about the God within you. okay? I cannot overemphasize it. That's what it is, and that's why I do this work, because I just want to be your reminder of who and whom you are and who God is in your life. God is always there for you, beloved one, okay? So this instrument that we use to help raise our consciousness is really important. So we're passing our consciousness. We're passing our monetary gains, but it's all about the spiritual energy that we are exchanging. And I know this to be true. And, you know, I understand that that's what's happening and that's what's going on. So let's go on a little bit more deeper what we're going to talk about today. You know, there is some traumatic challenges going on in America today, beloved ones. You know, if you are conscious and you're aware, and, you know, if you're sort of like out in the suburbs or way out of the distance of things, and thank God if you got the ability to do that and kind of be off the grid and not have to worry about that, you know what I mean? That's a good place to be. You know, if that's the life child that you choose for yourself to do and not to be part of it. But us who are living in urban cities or living in areas where there's a lot going on, and, you know, we occasionally tune ourselves into what current events are happening today, we all know that there is some really crazy things going on. Now, I am one who believes in keeping things positive. Today is no different. I'm going to always keep it positive. But also, I have to be real. I have to be real with my feelings of what it is that I'm seeing. I can't bury my head in the sand just because I want to be so positive that I look at conditions of the world and see things happening and saying, oh, well, they ain't happening to me, and so I don't have to deal with it and just bury my head to do that. No, I cannot do that, beloved ones. And even all spiritual leaders who said that spiritual leaders have concern about the people and the well-being of the of people. Look at beloved Jesus. My goodness gracious, Jesus was all about the people. Jesus stood with the people, not with the governments. Jesus supported the people. He supported the downtrodden, you know, the left out, the ones that people didn't want to deal with. Jesus went and supported those people, those ones that wanted to do. Mahatma Gandhi was about supporting the working class and the people that was left out and people who could not make it for themselves. Martin Luther King, who believed in supporting the poor people and helping them to ascend and help them to rise above their earthly conditions. So if I consider myself to be a spiritual person and consider myself to be a spiritual leader, I have to make conscious and be conscious of those things which are a necessity to bring to you, beloved ones. Now, some people in the world, and sometimes I feel it too, that there's a spiritual warfare going on. There's actually a spiritual warfare going on between good and evil. And some days I feel it more strong than others, that it just seems to be that way. You know, if it's happening, I don't think it's something that just happened. I think that, you know, for, you know, maybe thousands of years, there's been a battle between good and not so good. You know what I mean? So it is not new, but now it just seemed to be so intense and so much going on. But, you know, and a lot of that comes because good people are not standing up and speaking out and being conscious of what's happening. We need, if there's ever time that we need more love now. Boy, they should sing songs about love all the time. But what the world needs now is love and more love. We need it now more than ever, beloved ones. But, you know, we bring forth and we give all that we can give. We manage to deal with that. So even when I feel those moments of, like, wow, there's just so much chaos going on and so much mistrust going on, I always bring myself back, because I don't want that energy to be part of my existence. But I do want to be aware of it, so I always actually bring myself back to my divinity, back to my I am presence. And I just give thanks and gratitude for my I am presence. And I just say that God is in charge, and God is conscious of all things that are happening on this planet. Regardless of how I may be seeing it at the time, I know that God is in charge of everything that's happening here all around us. We don't always understand the why. And many times we ask ourselves, why? Why is this happening? How come this is happening? And we had it sometime, we even got a nerve. Why is God allowing this to happen? Why don't God step in and change these things? Beloved one, here on planet Earth, we are in school. I want you to get this. Planet Earth is a school. This is a school where spirits come to learn their lessons, to work out their karmas, and to improve their conditions so they can get to the point where they can ascend, make their ascension, and go and be back with the God force and be back with the Godhead and stay there if that's what they choose to do. Or they can come back here if they want to help and assist. But this is what planet Earth is. And if you understand that planet Earth is a school, then it will give you more insight and more understanding of some of the things you may be seeing and some of the things you may be experiencing. You are in school, beloved ones. You are in school, okay? And this is where you come to get your life. This is where you come to grow and to move forward. Now, sometimes spiritual growth is not always a pleasant experience, okay? I mean, spiritual growth is not always a pleasant experience, but it's a much-needed experience, okay, beloved one? You see, each one of us is in some journeys in our life and evolution and our travel to life from one incarnation to another, we have created this thing called a karma debt. Karma debts have to be paid, beloved ones. We have to pay them because it's a universal thing where you put out, you get back. So you can lessen them. You can make them less where they're not so as harsh by you doing certain things or changing your heart and changing your thinking process. You can make your karma not so intense, okay? But you're going to pay for the things that you create, beloved ones, and you really need to be able to understand that. So when you see chaos going on around you, you have to learn not to judge them. You can say, oh, my goodness, that you can have empathy for people when situations going on, but you cannot judge things that you are seeing that you have no idea why it's happening. Because, first of all, you have no idea of the contracts that was made with those spirits, with those beings when they were on the other side. They agreed to come and to meet at this time and work out certain things that had to be done. And in some of those things, there's karma being paid. Yes. There's karma being paid, so the situation has to go as it has to do. That's why you should not be judging. That's why I said, God said, judge not that you be judged, because it ain't your business, okay? It ain't your business why certain things go down the way it goes down. And you have to learn to understand that you should not be judging, beloved. It's not a healthy thing to judge situations, especially when you don't know what is happening, okay? Especially when you don't know what happened. Yes, we can, and I'm not telling you in no way to not stand up for justice and stand up for the truth. When you see injustice going down, you should always be willing to stand for the truth. But to interfere or to judge someone's situation that you don't know what's going on is not a healthy thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the Bible said, judge not that you be judged. Okay? Don't get your emotions and feelings so worked up And because it's other people's business. So often we get ourselves worked up over other people's stuff. You know what I mean? And you bring that other people's stuff into your life when you don't need to. And it causes you pain and it causes you discomfort. You know, when you take on a whole bunch of negativity that, you know, you don't need to take on, it is affecting your entire body. See, beloved, half of the dis-ease that we are having and showing up on the planet day is due to emotional connections. So each one of us got enough stuff going on in our own life, and we create enough emotion and feeling about our own personal thing that we do not have to allow other people's emotions to get involved in our lives and create more situations and more problems. The majority of us have more in our hand that we can handle, or just enough to be able to handle without taking on other people's stuff if you don't have to, okay? So don't do it, beloved one. You can give prayer. You can, I like Emmett Fox. It's called The Golden Key. It's a little book, about 7 pages. Emmett Fox said that, you know, you read this book, and he says that even when you see people in accidents or see people in confrontation, you just simply say, I golden key them, I send them love, I send them power, I send them energy, and I send them healing. And you just send it to them, and you keep going because you don't know. So don't allow yourself to get involved in that stuff, in that thing which you don't have to be involved in, okay? Don't take on unnecessary burdens that you don't have to take care of, beloved one. Like I said, yes, always stand up for justice and be willing to speak the truth whenever you see it not going the way it should be, but don't let yourself become so involved into it. See, spiritually, we are, and spiritually, what's happening with us, and we are actually in a shift. We are in a vibrational shift, beloved one. We are in a vibrational shift, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing that we are in a vibrational shift, and that means that things are changing here on the planet. And things that we see that looks confusing and look would come is all part of the shift. See, sometimes in order for the shift to take place, things have to be changed. And sometimes these things are rough. Sometimes the change is not always easy. And so change come and we wonder what's going on, but it's part of the change. We are shifting, beloved one, from third dimension to fifth dimension of beings. And some of us are in that, out of the third dimension, going into the fourth and got their foot stuck into the fifth dimension. And if you're in the fifth dimension and you're there, and you can, the key is to be able to go there and stay there and not have to transcend and come back and forth, okay? But right now, most of us are trying to transit in between the dimensions, and that's just the way it is. But we're all working to get to that fifth live dimension of consciousness where beloved Jesus, Baba G, all those ascended ones that are there that actually operated in that fifth dimension. We all are working there, and thank God we can even get to that level while we're here on the earth realm. And I know that many of my beloved ones who are listening on this show right now are working to get there and to maintain there. And some of them, like I said, they put their foot in it, into it, but we're not totally there, but we are striving to get to that fifth dimension of consciousness where we know we need to be and what we need to do. So, beloved ones, see, change is not comfortable for a lot of people. It's hard for a lot of people to go through change. You know, and, you know, people, I mean, even for small changes, when people have to make changes in their family structure, you have to make changes in your job. People go kicking and screaming. And usually, a lot of times you make change, it actually comes out for the better on the other end. But you are so feel so irritated by change, you get frozen in your position and want to stick in your position. That's why the universe sometimes have to make changes irregardless of what the humankind feel. Because if universe didn't make changes, we wouldn't change, because we enjoy being in this comfortable position and we do not want to change. So sometimes the universe has to say, bam, I'm changing the situation for their growth, and they have to catch up with it. Okay, beloved one. So change is not a bad thing. Okay. So, but you sometimes don't want to make it, and I understand, because it can be very painful and very challenging to make change. So that's why the universe sometimes just do it on its own. It's a necessity, and once we have to prepare ourselves to understand that change is taking place and change is going to take place, and that we are going to be part of the change. The universe, like I said, the universe do it because it's a necessity for our growth. Not only as individuals are we shifting and changing into these higher state of consciousness, but the physical plane of the earth itself is shifting. It is ascending as well, okay? And it's going to a higher state. And that's why change for so many people are so difficult, especially those who are hell-bent on sticking in the three-dimensional change. They have no idea of what's happening, and they feel so intense and heavy because the change is taking place, and they don't have the consciousness or the whereabouts to move into, ascend into that higher state. So they're stuck and it's low three dits vibration, and for them it's chaotic. And so the only thing they know how to do is be chaotic, because that's where they're stuck at. They're stuck in that level, beloved ones. And you understand that when you see some of these things going on, it's because people are living in their low-level three-dimensional thinking and three-dimensional being, okay? Thank God that I know that all of you who are listening to this program, if you're not there, you are opening yourself up and you're preparing yourself to ascend to that higher level, because this is the kind of message that we give off here, and this is the kind of attraction that comes to this kind of show, these kind of collective energy that comes to this show because of people like you who are on the path and who are moving up and ascending to that higher state of consciousness and awareness. Okay? So it's grateful. Like when you ever you are on, have an opportunity to participate in this program, you don't see the other people, but believe me, you are being affected because of the collective energy that's being transferred through the vibration and energy. It's all about vibration and energy anyway, beloved ones. You know what, you know how you can just vibrate, or you can feel people, and you know, a lot of times you want to contact people and they'll call you just as you thinking about them, or you call them, they say, I was thinking about you. Guess what? That's energy. And so collectively, that energy is happening all around. That's called the God-mind energy, that energy that we all can tap into it and we all feel, okay, beloved one? So be aware, that be conscious, understand that when you're having feelings and things are going on, other people feel you. Don't think that you can go somewhere and have certain feelings about certain things and someone is not going to pick up on you, because they are. They are sensitive people. They are people who are conscious and aware and feel things. So be careful what you think, especially if you're not thinking things of how you're good, because you will be unfold and the truth will come out, okay? So always stay in a high state of vibrational consciousness, so only the best will be exuberated and come out of you, okay? So you need to make sure that that's always done. And so from each one of these experiences that we're having, we are learning. And like I said, if everything was always positive and always good and always going our way, we wouldn't learn so much stuff. It is sometimes from those adversities, those things that come to make us go, make us go, oh, my God, why this happened? Or how do I deal with this situation? That's where you're learning. So embrace the things that are not always pleasant and figure out what the lesson is. What am I learning from this experience? How is this experience teaching me? What about this ease that's causing me to have to go forward and have to really to change my way of thinking, my way of eating, my way of seeing things as they are? And unfortunately, a lot of times when you have been dis-ease, it either makes you grow or make you go the other direction, beloved one. Because if you're trying to improve your health condition, then you know that you have to be positive. You have to, and if you want a healing, especially if you are one of those beings who understand the power of healing, you'd mean that you have to increase your level of faith. Increasing your level of faith is all about the healing process in each and every day, because diseases can be very challenging, because you know they just kind of just keep coming and keep coming. But we have to, especially if you're going to be a self-healer, you have to, you know, every time you have that thought about that disease interfering in your life, you have to say, get thee behind me, I am perfect health. You know, I always say, I am perfect health manifest in every organ and cell in my body. I am perfect health manifested every organ in my body. When I think about something going wrong in my body, or I'm feeling like something's not right, I bring out that affirmation. I am perfect health manifested in every organ and cell in my body. And you keep going and you keep seeing it till you defeat that thought. You see, the key is that you want to have more positive thoughts in your mind to reprogram that thought pattern that's negative. You want to reprogram it with a positive thought and a positive idea. So you find words that will help you when those situations come up. Just like, you know, hey, I'm never say to yourself, I am poor, I am broke, I am those kind of words get you in trouble, beloved one. Okay? And when you find yourself in that situation where you may be financially challenged, You know, you just say, hey, I'm finding a challenge, but everything's getting better and better every day and every way. Talk to yourself. It's okay. It's okay. People talk to themselves all the time anyway. Now it's socially acceptable for you to talk to yourself because you're talking to yourself and thinking to yourself. And you, I ain't say you got to go out and tell everybody else, but, you know, just talk to yourself and improve yourself. Hey, you ain't going to make you no more crazy than you already are. Okay, so just keep it going. Keep it working out, okay? Keep it moving in the right direction, okay? Beloved ones, you know, we are living in times where, you know, the pandemic is going on. There's senseless killing. There's hate. There's racism that's going on. And it just seemed to be sort of, that's part of that not-so-good stuff that's happening in the universe that I need to tell you about and that's flowing and going. But it's okay, beloved ones, because, right there, I just want to, because it's been on my mind, I want to stop and sort of just have a conversation to my African-American brothers and sisters and my Hispanic brothers and sisters. I have one thing about this program where I have listeners of all segments, the pod here, that come and help us into the growth of this process. And I wanted to talk to you because I want you to be able to have a conversation with your children. And I want you to take time to have a conversation with your children and have them not to put themselves in harm's way, beloved one. Yes, you cannot, sometimes things does happen, but when you put yourself in harm's way, you're opening yourself up for things to happen to yourself, to your children. Talk to your children about doing the right thing all the time and not put themselves in those ways. And when they're dealing with people of authority, teach them to be respectful, okay? Don't challenge authority. They can't win. You're a bare arm. You have nothing. The police have guns and stun guns and all kinds of things. So be respectful. You can always fight it in court. But don't put yourself in a jeopardy situation where it's going to cause you problems and cause you issues that will be not for your highest goods, brother one, for your children's highest goods. So talk to them and get them to understand. Now, you know, there's no need for a 13-year-old boy to be out in the streets at 2:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning. Beloved ones, we as parents have to do better as well. If we want to keep our children safe, we have to do certain things to make sure that that is happening and that we do what we need to do, okay? If you do your part, then you have a better chance of your children surviving and being protected, okay? So just keep and pray for them every day. When they walk out the house, ask God to keep them in a white light of protection and keep their arms around them and keep them protected, whether the boys or girls. You know, there's challenges out there for anyone young and even for ourselves, okay? But we want to make sure that we are able to do that. So that's what has to be done. So it's just necessary to do that. And I just had to share that with you because it was on my mind. And I plead with you to do these things and to help yourself, okay? So let's go on, let's continue. As you live in the world and do not become part of the chaos. Let the chaos stay on the outside, okay? But to get to a state of consciousness where you are not disturbed by the effects of the world, that you want to be able to embrace the idea that God and you that you trust is 1,000% working in your life. And God we trust is need to be in your life 1,000%. Not 100%, but at least 1,000% or more. You have to trust and believe that God is there for you, beloved one. You have to have that full understanding that God is there for you. I understand for many of you, it is hard for you to see and hard and for you to feel things that you're not able to see and touch and feel in your belief system. It's hard for you to believe things sometimes that you are not physically seeing. That we're controlled by our five senses and things that we're not seeing, feeling, and touching. It's hard for us to identify that these things are really happening, these things are really going on. If you need proof for yourself, you know, go touch an electric plug, electric socket, and you see what invisible power means, okay? If you need that proof, then you can understand the things you see are so much more powerful than the things that you see, okay? Like the wind and the electricity, those things are powerful. You don't see them, but they are powerful. You may not see the God that you're worshiping, but your feelings and your feeling connected and that energy is powerful, beloved one. Your relationship with God is the most powerful relationship you can be, and it is 1,000 times more powerful than that electricity that runs behind the current in your walls. Okay? It's 1,000 times more powerful, the God force in you. So learn to accept it, learn to embrace it, and learn to make it part of your being. Make it part of your life, power that flows, and to be able to connect to that power on all levels. You have to believe and have to really understand that power, beloved ones, because you are one with God. And so make no doubt about it. If you're not connected to God, it is not God's fault. It's your fault. God will never leave you, but you may walk away from God. But thank God, God will not hold that against you if you decide to do something foolish as that, okay? So, but anyway, beloved ones, you have to make your belief about God being part of you as much as you believe in the breath that you're going to take. Do you understand the next breath that you take within the next second is God in action? Every breath you take, every second of the day is God in action. That breath that you breathe is God in action. It's God breathing in you and through you, beloved ones. Okay? Understand, you have to connect to the level. You don't even think about your next breath because you know it's automatically going to come. Well, guess what? You have to get to that same level of belief in your God presence. That you don't have to even have consideration and understanding, but you know that God is there with you and protecting you and keeping you safe. You just know it. Just know it, beloved one. Get contact. Just focus on that until it absorbs in you so much that it just becomes a way of life for you, okay? If you believe in your next breath, you have to believe that God is there, because God is the one who allowing you to have that next breath experience, beloved one. So that's a good example to be able to do that. You have to be able to recognize that. And if you recognize that and put the two together, God and breath, it would be more easier for you to understand. Because you know that you're going to breathe, then you have to know that God is there with you as well, okay? You have to recognize God as well, beloved one. So, and God will never, ever forsake you or leave you. Like I say, you may walk away from God, but God will never walk away from you. There's an entity that loves you so much that regardless of what you do, is willing to forgive you and will always be there, even in your minuscule earthly human fallacies, that there is a being so powerful, it loves you regardless of what it is that you've done, will always step you back in grace. My God, what a merciful God we serve, loving one, that profound and that much in tune to us and that much helping us and supporting us as we go forward. Okay? Beloved one, you have to know and understand that you are deserving to have God's love. And God will always be there to serve you and protect you. Okay? It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, so regardless of what you're working through when you came here to planet Earth, what kind of karma you're having, what kind of experiences you're having, you always first accept the God in me, the trust of God inside of me to the deal. And God, we trust, become implanted in your heart, in your soul, in your solar plexus. Just believe it 100%. Whatever you're doing and whatever you're challenging you may have, whatever is happening, you just say, God, you are first, and God, learn to surrender your challenges to God too, beloved one, because God is there to support you. And not only God is there to support you, God has put his own DNA inside of you to be with you. God has given you, assigned you angels to protect you and to be with you. God has allowed the ascended masters to be able to come and to help you and support you. So put your faith in God. Put God first in everything you do. And there's no shame to the game of surrendering to God. Okay? Put God first. But, you know, whenever you put God first, you too have to do your part. You can't put it all on God. So you take one step, I guarantee you God will take two, beloved ones. And you have to come to understand that. You see, you have been given a task. When you came here to planet Earth, yes, you came here to work on your own individual growth, your own individual things that's going on to you to help you to go, and you had to come pay for your karma and your past mistakes and to be able to grow. So you as an individual come here. But God has also given you a mission and given you a task when you were sent here. And that task is something that you have to perform as well. God has given you all the insight and all the protection you need in order to complete this path, okay? And you need not have fear of anything. Matter of fact, the only thing you should be fearful is fear itself. Other than that, there's no need to be fearful about other things. You don't want to have fear in yourself. You don't want fear to be part of your life under no circumstances, okay? So we want to eliminate fear. And if you embrace in God we trust, there will be no need for fear, okay? And like I said, God has supported you with your guardian angels, your I Am presence, all part of you. And that's a beautiful thing, okay? And it's really amazing how God has supported us and how God continues to support us, okay? So the message for today, and hopefully that we all sort of have embrace this idea of in God we trust, and that we will see our financial flow from this point on in a different manner than we have ever known before. Because every time we pass some financial currency on to someone, and we will say in God we trust. And even when you're using your credit cards or whatever, you say in God we trust, because that is the flow of currency. That is the flow of currency. So if you make that a habit, you will find that things will be much easier for you to be able to function and be able to have in your life, okay, beloved one? So you must be able to utilize these instruments that we have. We have to make it a habit, you see. Things don't change just from one incident, but when you make it a habit and becomes part of your life, then that's a really important thing. So you have to develop a habit of doing that and saying that it becomes secondary to you, that you don't even think about the fact that you're saying it no more, but you're just saying it. Work on it. We all have to work on it. I have to work on it too. So you work on it and you begin to say. Every time you pass that currency, you begin to see that it will also increase the flow of the financial currency that's coming your way. And God will help in your circulation, because every time you're circulating and allowing it to be, is that circulation is only happening because God allowed it to be in your life to be able to circulate. Okay? You're only able to give because of the God force inside that has given you. Okay, blah, blah, blah. You have to be able to understand and know that all of your source, all of anything that comes in your life that is for positive and good, is because the creative God force has allowed it to be there. Allow it to be part of your life. Okay? So, to God be the glory for all these things that are showing up and that we do, and that we now have a full understanding of in God we trust, and we will begin to practice the principle of understanding that every time we're making a change, we are saying, and we read in God we trust, that we are putting more faith in God and more faith in us, and then in return is duplicating, coming back. Because when you get faith in God, when you begin to trust in God, God want to give you more and more. And always be grateful and thankful for everything that comes your way, because That is the flow of God in your life. Okay, beloved one. So I'm grateful for you. We're going to close now with prayer. And I'm so grateful that each one of you have stopped by today. And like I said, I'm so grateful for all my old listeners who just continually tune in. For all the new ones, I'm grateful for you as well. Okay, so continually to grow, continue to be strong, and continue to move forward, knowing that God is the source of everything that shows up in your life, and we are grateful. So, Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you, God, for the divine message that you have allowed to flow through. I thank you, God, for using me as a vessel to be able to allow me to share and to bring information to these beloved listeners. And I pray, God, that you will put your white light of protection around each one of them from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, that their temples will be protected from any dis-ease, any harm, and anything that is not for their highest good, and that they will go about this day, this week, being divinely protected, knowing and expecting only the wonders of God to show up in their lives and for them to be totally uplifted and totally raised in their consciousness and think that they will put their energy on you, God. They will put their energy on the trust of you, God, that they will become more in tune to you. Every second of the day, they will stay focused on you, knowing that you are the source and that you are allowing it to be. So we give thanks. We thank you, God, for all the world's conditions, all the situation. We ask you, God, to arms around America, put your arms around our government, and that to do and allow things to work out in divine order. We pray for peace this week as the situation happened with the judges and the lawyers and all the things happening on the legal level, that everything will be in divine order and that people will maintain their lives and maintain their goodness. And we ask you, God, to give us understanding that we are not to judge, but we are to be able to understand and know that you have everything in hand and you are in charge and everything is in divine order as it is to be to be. So we say thank you, God, for all that you are allowing, and I am so grateful that you are here with us, God, and thank you, God, for allowing it to be. So thank you. I am so grateful. I am so grateful, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. You have no idea how grateful I am that you show up and support me on Sundays, okay? And for all of you who have not been to my website, go to the website, www.theholisticministry, okay? And read a little bit more about what the philosophy and the things that I teach and things that I'm about, and that we pray and keep thoughts that we are able to transcend this ministry into a physical ministry, and that we will move forth in that divine vein. So thank you, God. Thank you, beloved ones. And so have a marvelous and wonderful day. And so it is.